From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. A report due to be released today is expected to provide new details on how CIA agents allegedly abused detainees suspected of terrorism. The report was completed in 2004 by the CIA's Inspector General, and the American Civil Liberties Union wants the report released with minimal redactions. NPR's David Shaper reports.
The ACLU filed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit to force the federal government to release the Inspector General's report. That 2004 report is expected to be harshly critical of the enhanced interrogation techniques used by CIA agents on suspected terrorists incarcerated in secret CIA prisons in the early years of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's expected to include new details about abuse beyond waterboarding, including mock executions and at least one prisoner allegedly being threatened with a gun and a power drill. A judge has ordered the public release of a redacted version of the Inspector General's report. The ACLU says serious crimes were committed, and it wants those redactions kept to a minimum. Attorney General Eric Holder could appoint a prosecutor to further investigate the allegations. David Shaper, NPR News.
Today is the deadline for auto dealers to file paperwork to make sure they're reimbursed for the $4,500 rebates offered under the Cash for Clunkers program. But NPR's Allison Keyes reports some dealers opted out over the weekend.
In Northern Virginia, the sales lot looked depleted at Jack Taylor's Alexandria Toyota, and would-be shopper Salima Thorpe was a little sad about that.
I don't see anything that left on the lot too much.
A manager there, Jerry Hodges, says the dealership is racing to get the paperwork for the government done in time for tonight's 8 o'clock deadline.
The thing is, it takes an hour to submit a deal. So we got about 60 deals we got to get submitted in order to get paid on them.
The Cash for Clunkers program was supposed to continue through November or until funding ran out. The Obama administration set aside $1 billion for it, but when that ran out in just a few days, Congress kicked in another $2 billion. More than 700,000 vehicles were sold under the program. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
The nation's first family has begun a week-long vacation on Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. The White House says President Obama would have no public events during the vacation. The president will receive a daily briefing in person from a National Security Council official. He will also receive economic briefings through memos. Stock prices are higher on world markets today. This follows upbeat comments from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke and signs the U.S. housing industry is improving. Japanese shares led the way with a gain of 3.4%. European markets followed Asian trends in early trading. There are signs of economic renewal in Asia. The economy of Thailand emerged from recession in the second quarter. This is NPR News. Italy is facing mounting criticism over a new law making illegal immigration a crime following the reported death of 73 Eritrean migrants at sea. NPR's Silvia Poggioli has a report from Rome.
Foreign Minister Franco Frattini defended Italy's record in saving lives of migrants and denied Italy had any role in the suspected deaths. He also called for a common European Union solution to illegal immigration. A recent law makes it punishable with prison sentences and even sets penalties for anyone assisting an illegal immigrant. Last week, Italian officials rescued 5 Eritreans off of Sicily. The survivor said up to 75 others had died during their voyage from Libya on a 35-foot dinghy. They said several vessels had passed them by. Italian media quoted fishermen saying they could not rescue the migrants for fear of being prosecuted. The Italian Catholic bishop's newspaper, La Venire, attacked Italy's immigration policy and compared indifference toward migrants lost at sea to that toward Jews during the Holocaust. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
If all goes well, Space Shuttle Discovery will lift off tomorrow for the International Space Station. At the moment, the weather is looking promising at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, and NASA has cleared the shuttle for liftoff. All of the testing for the replaced shuttle power controller has come back favorable, and yesterday afternoon, managers decided that the shuttle is in good shape to fly. Thunderstorms could be a problem today and could interfere with Discovery's fueling. The launch could be stalled if the delay of more than a couple of hours takes place. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.